This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Development of Northeastern Region Dhoni Minister Jyotiraditya Aditya Skindia yesterday said that the upcoming inaugural Astalakshmi Mahotsav will bridge the cultural and economic gap between Northeast India and the rest of the nation. The Astalakshmi Mahotsav will be held from the 6th to the 8th of December at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, showcasing the cultural, natural and artisanal wealth of all the 8 Northeastern states. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mrs. Skindia said that the Mahotsav will not only showcase the cultural richness of the Northeast but also serve as a catalyst for economic development, creating new opportunities for artisans, weavers and entrepreneurs from the region. The minister also launched the event's mascot, Purvi, a young girl representing the Northeast with elements from each state featured in her attire. Manipur Chief Minister Shri N. Biren Singh informed that the state government, in coordination with the army and other central forces, is taking up every possible step to rescue Laishram Kamal Babu from Loitang Khawno, who was gone missing from the campus of GOC 57 Mountain Division. The Chief Minister said that he had met the members of the Joint Action Committee formed against missing of Laishram Kamal Babu along with Social Welfare Minister. The state government is taking matter with utmost seriousness, and the Chief Minister said, stating that the state government has strongly urged the concerned authority for assistance in rescuing Kamal Babu. He further appealed the public to remain calm, adding that the government has been taking all possible steps in finding the missing person. The Arunachal Pradesh Agriculture Marketing Board, APAMB, and the Indo-Tibetan Border Police, ITBP, and the Northeast Frontier have signed a Memorandum of Understanding under Mission Arun Himbir in presence of Chief Minister Pema Khandu in Itanagar yesterday. Under the initiative, the state government through the Marketing Board will supply fruits, vegetables, meat and poultry products procured from local farmers to the ITBP. The mission envisages to achieve short-term goals of the Marketing Board in providing ready-made markets from far-flung villages and circles with low market linkage and creating a vibrant economy besides solving employment issues across the state. He said that Mission Arun Himbir will have a far-reaching impact on accelerating reverse migration of people who have left their villages to towns and cities. The Northeast Police Academy, NEPA, passing out parade ceremony for the 53rd batch basic course trainees was held yesterday at NEPA, Umsau. The ceremony was graced by Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma as a chief guest along with Umsning MLA Dr. Celestine Lingdo, NEPA Director Danish Rana, senior officials and others. In his address, Chief Minister Sangma lauded NEPA's remarkable contribution to policing in the region and urged the graduating officers to uphold discipline, integrity and a sense of purpose as they serve the nation. He also reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting NEPA in addressing its infrastructure needs. Union Minister of Women and Child Development Anupama Devi will visit Ribhoi District, Meghalaya today. On her visit, she will review the implementation of various central sector and centrally sponsored schemes in the district with the officials of the district administration. The minister will also visit Guwahati on the 1st of December, where she will engage in interactions with Anganwadi workers and review implementation of schemes under the Ministry of Women and Child Development in Assam. In Nagaland, as the countdown begins with a grand celebration, final preparations for the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival 2024 are in full swing. The state is set to welcome visitors from across the globe. This edition promises to be an extraordinary showcase of Nagaland's cultural vibrancy. The state government has revamped the entire structure and the seating capacity has also been increased. The opening ceremony of the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival will take place on December 1st. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.